Around inauguration time, the term political party takes on a different meaning. People come from across the country to celebrate here, including Berga Santiago of California. She's attending the first ball of the inauguration weekend with her daughters. It's her first visit to Washington, and she's impressed.
You really feel like this is a seat of power. And it's not just a seat of power of the United States, but it's a real global seat of power.
But you don't have to be a power player to enjoy the city. Anyone can buy tickets to inaugural festivities, such as the Sister Cities International Inaugural Gala. It's a celebration with a diverse crowd, says Mae Ferguson, one of the organizers.
Oh my gosh, we've got ambassadors, we have the whole diplomatic corps, we have mayors from across the United States, everyday citizens, citizen diplomats. It's bringing people from all over the world together, which is what Sister Cities is all about.
Among the guests is Nuno Brito, Portugal's ambassador to the U.S.
We think it's a good way to promote dialogue and to promote knowledge among countries, and that's why I'm here tonight.
Just as the Sister Cities Gala brings people together, the organization links people in the U.S. and overseas to promote understanding. The U.S. president has served as the organization's honorary chair since it was founded in 1956. Party affiliation is irrelevant here.
You're a Democrat, a Republican.
Goodness.
The president is our honorary chair, and we are just thrilled to be here honoring him.
As for Santiago, she is hooked on the fun.
I know I will be here again. Oh, yeah. I will not miss out on it.
This is one of dozens of unofficial parties and galas that surround inauguration weekend. And the two official inaugural balls will cap off the festivities Monday night. Reporting from the Sister Cities International Inaugural Ball, this is Suzanne Presto, VOA News.